to the weekend.
Now, 7 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program with Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru. Lots of things on his website, lots of things at DougStephan.com. This week, I want to try to tap into all of those because they're so helpful. Your blogs are great at supermarketguru.com and so helpful. That's what we're here to do. Help, help, help. So how are we going to help people today, Phil?
Well, the first thing that we can do is actually save people close to $24,000. In fact, $23,999 to be exact.
Yeah?
Yep.
How are you going to do that?
Well, there's a new vending machine out there that you can get married with. and it's only a dollar. It comes out of England, and it's called AutoWed.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a dollar, you get a marriage certificate, you get two rings, and also, and this is the most exciting part, you actually get a certificate for 10% off auto divorce, which is another machine. So if it doesn't work out, you can always just go there.
Are you cracked? What have you been drinking this
week? No, I'm serious. This is coming out of England. It is a pink machine.
Yeah.
That, you know, looked, it's like Cadillac pink.
Yeah.
And you go, you can press 1 for straight, 2 for gay, 3 for lesbian, or 4 for BFF, and it will marry you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being very serious here.
What is that? Do we get it in a supermarket? Is it in the, like, one of the supermarkets in England?
It will be all over. It'll be in supermarkets. It'll be in shopping centers. It'll be in malls. It'll be in subways. Just everywhere. So people are going to save all this money.
All right. So let's put them at our respective websites, supermarketguru.com and DougStephan.com, right? The wave of the future.
Exactly. And you know, it can just make everything just more automated. It plays music to get married with.
Ah.
Just all this stuff.
You and Laura must have had a very romantic week. Have you, like, redone your vows or something? What have you been doing?
No. In fact, I was in Santa Monica all week.
Uh-huh.
Just flew back to New York on the red eye Friday morning.
Yeah.
And now in New York and figuring out life in New York for the next 2 weeks.
Life in New York. Well, maybe we'll cross paths here and there. It's important for us to cross paths with you. 800-510-8255. We have a couple of interesting people lined up at several places in the program. Who are we talking to and what's our focus?
Well, first up is Brian Butler, who is a master butcher. And I know you don't eat meat, but this is a fascinating story where this guy was actually a vegetarian. He's now become a master butcher in Austin, Texas, and he's really, I've interviewed him before, and he's really a fascinating guy that talks about how butchery is coming back and how it's important and how people can actually make a great living being a butcher. And then also later on in the program, we have to have Dr. Melina Jampopoulos, who's an internist and board certified doctor and a nutrition specialist, who's going to talk to us about per tea and why it's so good for us, perhaps even better than green tea is.
Right. I thought your wife was per tea. I know.
Very good. I'll share that.
Can you share that with her? Okay. That'd be very nice. All right. So we have lots of things in store. We're also going to give away a $120 gift card from the American Egg Board. That is, for those of you who are wondering how this all works, there are a dozen eggs usually in a box of eggs, right? So we're going to give away a dozen $10 bills and an egg timer. Not a bad deal, right? $120 gift card from the American Egg Board, a dozen $10 bills, and an egg timer will be yours when you answer the question. I'll present that question for your consideration in a few minutes. Right now, though, it is time for us to spend a little time on those wonderful things, those eggs that are so inexpensive, but yet they are so treasured. I cooked here. You're going to like this. I have on my farm or at the dairy store, we have two different kinds of eggs. We have the organic eggs, and we have the eggs from the free-range chickens. And they're all different colors. I don't know if you knew that. The eggs are not all the same color from the free-range chickens. So I brought home some eggs the other night, and it was late, and I was tired, and it was hot. So I got some beef that isn't beef. I got some, you know, they have the, what they call the stuff that's, it tastes like it, but it isn't. And I put that into a frying pan, and I cracked open 4 eggs and cut up some zucchini, some onions, and this phony hamburger. And cooked it all together, and Charlotte and I had a great meal out of it. It was yummy, yummy, yummy. And I think what made it all work so well were the eggs. Because you had the, I don't know whether there's, some people say the false meat, there's no protein in it. So if I have the eggs, then I'm taking care of my protein, right? Where'd Phil go? Huh? After all of that? Are you there? Where are you? All right, we'll pause.
I am here.
All right.
I'm in New York.
Yeah, no. We'll,
I'm not sure that Charlotte's good for Charlotte.
All right, hold on just a second. It's 13 past the hour, and Phil Lembert is here, the supermarket guru on Good Day Weekend.
I'm in the, I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
800-510-8255. Phil Lembert, the supermarket guru. There are so many great things at his website. The whole essence of what he has to benefit you. We try to post blogs at DougStephan.com. For example, this week, Phil had information on the many benefits of grapes. Are you a grape lover? They are plentiful. They are good. They are juicy. They are sweet. They are grown well. A lot of great American grapes are available. So what are the benefits? Phil does the research. You get the information, excuse me, whether it's at DougStephan.com or at Phil's website. Phil is talking about the benefits that you posted on your website of grapes and how great the grapes are. I want to sing "How Grape Thou Art," but maybe I shouldn't.
No,
carried away.
No, don't sing. But I've got to tell you something.
Yeah.
And people take things so literally these days. You got to be careful, especially on websites, because I've gotten a very strange email from somebody that then said, after reading that article, so should I be eating the pits of the grapes as well for more nutrients? So, you know, people have got to understand that if something is posted on the website, you've still not only got to read it, but you've got to think about it a little bit versus just you know, taking it literally.
But grape nuts are good for you.
Grape nuts. Yeah, look at Uel Hauser. Didn't he, he lived like 130, right?
Yeah. But isn't the grape nuts the are the seeds? When you
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about grape nuts, the cereal.
Well, I think that that's what grape nuts, the cereal, is supposedly made out of, isn't it?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. So why is it that only one company, Kellogg's has grape nuts and grape nuts flakes? Why don't all of the cereal companies, don't they all copy one another and try to produce the same stuff?
Well, I think they do when it comes to kids' cereals because it's so much more profitable. When it gets into the healthier cereals, keep in mind that the raw material price is higher.
Yeah.
You know, it's more expensive to produce grape nut cereal than it is Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
So you really want to, as a cereal company, maximize your profits, and there's a lot more profit in the colored, fruity, whatever kind of cereals than the healthier ones. And it's probably not as big of a market. You know, I don't think that there's a lot of competition for people who want grape nuts. You know?
Yeah. If you've ever tasted them, you can understand why.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like shredded wheat. How many shredded wheats are out there? You know?
Yeah, that's right. All right. Let's meet Brian Butler, Master Butcher. Mr. Butler, good to have you on the program. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Brian. You know, first, what I've got to tell you, and I need your help in converting him, Doug is not a meat eater.
Well, it's funny. I've had a lot of vegetarians come my way that ultimately just wanted to eat something that was guilt-free or know a little bit more about where it comes from. And I've actually had quite a few vegetarians that I've helped convert or come back to eating omnivores diet.
Well, you were a vegetarian yourself, right?
That's right. I grew up a vegetarian for about the first 10 years of my life. My father was an organic gardener before it was hip and cool like it is now, and we lived out of our garden. And I remember my first hamburger.
And what was that recollection of that first hamburger?
You know what it is? It's that old-fashioned mustard hamburger flavor, no cheese, just a char-grilled burger with that mustard that's ingrained in my memory now. Like I could just smell that, and it brings back that entire memory. I do remember that it created a ruckus in our household, though, because my father wanted me to stay a vegetarian, and he found shredded lettuce in the floorboard of our car, and he blew a gasket over it, and 10 years wasted.
Oh, my God. Well, let's, if we would, talk about butchering, because over the past, you know, year and a half, 2 years, I've seen a lot more, and I don't know, Doug, whether or not you've seen this in Massachusetts, but I've seen a lot more independent butcher shops opening up, whether it be in New York or Los Angeles. Is that a trend that you're seeing as well? And if so, why is the butcher back?
Well, not only is it a trend I'm seeing, it's a trend I'm trying to jump in on as well. There's excellent shops that have opened up around the country. The one that kind of inspired us when we started building the model for Salt and Thyme was the Cochon Butcher down in New Orleans, which is just a simple deli that offers a great selection of dry-cured meats and sausages and whatnot. But there are other places like the Meat Hook in New York that's great. Lindy and Gundy and Los Angeles just opened up, and they're fantastic. They're doing a whole approach of whole animal butchery and only that, which is admirable, to say the least. So we're trying to get into that as well. I think people are just more concerned about where they're getting their meat these days, and they really want to ask questions. Food and food consciousness has come to such a high level in this country now.
That's the whole thing, Brian. That's really the bottom line is we all are becoming more conscious. Hold on just a second, if you will. Brian Butler, a master butcher, is here. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 21 past the hour.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Hi, Brian Butler is here, a master butcher with Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, and me. We're talking about how we're moving back to a time, a tradition, when this was the way people would go down at the end of the day after they were done work, and they'd go to the butcher shop and they'd get what they needed for dinner that night. Still is the case in Europe for the most part. But what Brian has said, Phil, is so true. Brian, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have a milk store, a dairy store on my farm where I sell raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing. And what I'm finding is the people who are in the suburban Boston area by the droves, by the hundreds of thousands, if not the millions, are so sick of the quality, the bad quality they get in most of the grocery stores. They want to know where the stuff comes from. They want to know how it's prepared. They want to see. And this is the best example. A butcher, you know, you can see what's being done, and you can pick what you want, and you don't have to take what somebody, you know, has already wrapped up. I think all those things play into this, Phil, don't you?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that the supermarkets have really pushed out those butcher shops that you mentioned, you know, in the older days that you can go down after work and get your steak or whatever. And now the supermarkets, you know, they've got a slick program that's, you know, boxed beef or boxed pork or whatever, and they, you know, try to get, you know, low prices. But I think ultimately that actually winds up driving the costs up on everything. When you go around to supermarkets in the town and you see all the same prices, it just seems a little arbitrary at some point, you know. And you can go to a good butcher shop and you may pay more, but like you said, you can look across the counter and you can see that man back there cutting that steak for you, and you have a little more confidence in it at that point.
Now, Brian, I want to ask you about another trend that Doug and I spoke about a couple months ago. In San Francisco, there was actually somebody running a course to teach people how to butcher their own meat. Now, this is consumers, not, you know, training people to be a butcher. Are you seeing that trend evolve, and what do you think of that whole idea?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I think more people should really try to get involved with food in any way. If it's a cook or chef, he needs to learn how to prepare meat as well, I think. And for a home consumer, anything is better than nothing, you know. I've had a lot of people approach me for looking at classes.
Go into a course where they have people with meat cleavers and hacking away at a carcass. That scares me. Doesn't it scare you, Doug?
Well, I grew up on a farm, Brian. I saw animals being slaughtered, and then, you know, somebody gets out literally a chainsaw and cuts up the big pieces, and then it goes to a butcher. And I was fascinated once. There was a little Italian butcher that I knew, and I would watch him work. and cutting and trimming and finding the various pieces of meat. I mean, it all looked the same to me, but man, did this guy know what he it is. Flesh is flesh. But this guy knew how to cut and trim and cut out the bone and the fat, and, you know, he looked like he chopped off his every finger he had, and it got stitched back on again. But,
see, that's my fear. That's my fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm lucky. I've got all my fingers. I've managed to stay safe all my years.
So, you know, it's barbecue season. For our listeners, Brian, what are some good buys right now, and any helpful hints that you can share with us?
Oh, you know, your lesser cuts right now are great if you're grilling and stuff like that. A brisket, obviously, is a great cut, but it's kind of risen above that lesser cut stage because everybody wants to cook a beef brisket. But what you can look for is stuff like skirt steaks, which are really nice, which actually have gone up in price quite a bit over the years. But there's another steak that's called a hanger steak, or in French, it's the anglaise. It's a very coarse muscled diaphragm muscle. They usually can be destroyed in slaughter, but if you can get it from a reputable source, they're usually really neat. They got great flavor, but they take a little finesse cooking, and you can buy them for a little bit of nothing, but I guarantee you, you'll have a great meal out of it, and it's a good size for like 2 or 3 people. You know, you can really feed some people with it, but you're going to need the butcher to either show you how to clean it or have it clean it for you.
And
that's
those,
called a hanger steak.
And for those people who, you know, I guess are buying, you know, half of a carcass from parts of the country where you've got these, you know, trucks that come around and, you know, you have this deep freezer and you're doing it. Is that a good idea?
You know, if they can verify their sources and everything, yeah, it's fine. But fortunately, a lot of those guys are kind of the outlaw truck salesmen, you know, selling out the back of their truck. You know, I certainly don't do that, but, you know, if it's a, you know, if there's somebody you could verify who's, you know, just kind of freelancing on his own, who works for somebody as a broker or something, you know, it could be just as reputable as anything else, but ask questions, you know, that's always the trick, is to ask a lot of questions.
Now, also, I've seen a lot of farmers markets where people are selling meat out of a cooler. It's something that I've typically, you know, suggested to people to stay away from. Am I just being overcautious?
Well, you know, again, you know, you want to ask a lot of questions. The nice thing about the farmers markets, and I can only speak to the Austin markets, these guys, I know a majority of these people, you know, like they're approachable. You know, that farmer who raised my beef that I had for dinner last night, I can walk up to him and talk to him about the cattle that he raised, and he might even pull out some photographs of them or something, or tell me a story about it or whatever. You know, there's a lot more connectivity with that person. Now, they can get big enough to where it's not actually the farmer there who's selling the meat or whatever. It's somebody who works for them who could probably misrepresent them. And, yeah, you know, it's, again, lots of questions is the key on a situation like that.
Saltandtime.com. We'll spend a few more minutes with Brian Butler. Some great ideas when it comes to the quality of meat and how you decide what your preferences are and where you get them. It doesn't cost more money to get the good stuff. F past the hour.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Weekend. 33 after the hour now. The Good Day Weekend program continues. Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru, is in charge of lots and lots of information here and through the Supermarket Guru website. A lot of tips for you that become part of the fabric that we weave into our conversations every weekend. For right now, before we go back to Brian, a question regarding eggs, and at stake is a $120 gift card from the American Egg Board and also an egg timer. That's the prize. Here's the question, which you answer by calling us at 800-510-8255. We mention all the time when Phil is talking about a single egg and its vitamin and mineral content, he also mentions how many calories there are in the average large egg. Is that number 60 calories, 70 calories, 80 calories, or 90 calories? What's in the average egg? 60 calories, 70 calories, 80 calories, or 90 calories? First person in with the right number gets the prize. $120 in gift card action from the American Egg Board, plus an egg timer. You tell us how many calories there are in the average egg, 60, 70, 80, or 90, and you are home free, my friend. Meanwhile, back to Brian Butler, Master Butcher, who's here. He started life as a vegetarian. I'm not a vegetarian, but I just don't like to eat meat, don't care much for poultry. And I think one of the things, Brian, that is a problem is whether or not we actually get to the point of understanding where this stuff comes from. You can do magic with your knife, and you can cut. You know, you can do all the things the butchers do. But if what you're butchering is garbage, it still isn't going to do anybody any good. And that's what you were mentioning something earlier, that, again, back to the locavore movement, when they come to my farm, they want to see where the cows are milked. They want to see the cows. They want to go visit the cows. When you go to the local farm that's producing produce, they want to go out in the fields and pick the raspberries and see the lettuce, and maybe they can go pick squash or corn or whatever it is. And the same thing is now flowing into the butcher business.
Yes, this is true. People really want to understand a lot about a whole picture of where their food comes from, and treatment's a big thing for a lot of folks too. You know, so they want to be able to see that animal is on grass and stuff like that, and living a happy life. You know.
So how can you? But if you're a butcher in New York, or Washington, or Miami, or Seattle, or San Francisco, or Los Angeles, There's not going to be any backyard where the pasture is there and the heretofore cow is out with his friends. You're not going to see that.
No, you have to find those rural areas, but they're definitely out there. You know, even in the biggest cities, you know, a good, you know, hour drive is going to put you in some kind of countryside of some sort. Maybe not in Florida, you might run off into the ocean, but, you know, they're still, in most cases, either for chickens, you know, even fresh egg laying production and stuff like that. You know, you can, if you try, you know, it's not easy. That's the thing is sussing out your food is a day to day thing. You know, you really have to do your homework and ask a lot of questions, you know, from people who are knowledgeable and try to educate yourself as you go.
Now, Brian, the one question that I have is for the average consumer who does want to know where their meats are coming from. They do want to have this relationship with a butcher to get exactly what they want. What about cost? Isn't this actually going to wind up costing them more?
Well, probably. To go back to what you were saying with, you know, the quality of meat that you start with, you know, it's, you know, any meal that you prepare is only as good as the ingredients you put into it. Quality meat tastes better. It's going to have better quality of grain. It's going to be finished on better crops as opposed to just a corn diet. You know, they'll be supplemented with stuff like rye and other types of silage and stuff, you know, which gives different qualities to the meat. So it may cost you more, but I think in the long run, you will appreciate that. Now, if it's price that's bothering you, that's when I say explore lesser cuts, you know, cuts that are less popular, you know, not ribeyes and T-bones, but other cuts like shank meat and stuff like that. And learn how to prepare these tougher cuts that take a little longer, but you get better results out of it, better flavor from it. And then you can really make your dollar work for you. Like, I can cook a shank roast that costs me $4 and feed two or three people with it.
Wow.
Now, where can people get more information on how to cook a shank roast and things like that? Are there any online resources?
Well, there's a few off the top of my head. I couldn't tell you any, but, you know, again, there's where your butcher is handy. That's his job. He should be able to tell you, well, you want to take that shank home, you want to sear it, and you want to braise it for, you know, an hour and a half until it's falling off the bone, you know, and season it how you feel fit. You know, that the butcher, he's really a master of a lot of things. You know, he really has to understand food. He has to have a lot of scientific knowledge about how the meat's going to be prepared and everything as well. You know, the tougher cuts, people see a lot of collagen and fat into it, they usually dismiss. But really, all of that is flavor, and it's also typically higher in nutrition as well.
And how can somebody find a local butcher? Is there any resource now online where you could just type in, you know, butcher.com or something like that?
You know, off the top of my head, there's not a directory. However, there is an organization based in the West Coast called the Butchers Guild. It's not the same as the UK Butchers Guild. I was actually just accepted as a charter member into this organization, and it's some of the celebrity chefs around the country and butchers as well. And that's an online source for major cities everywhere from Boston to San Francisco to Portland to New York. And you can read there and see these guys where they do their business and everything, and you can go there. I mean, like I said earlier, in Grundy's in San Francisco. In Los Angeles, I'm in Dono's in Oakland, you know, Meat Hook in New York. You know, you can find them. And, you know, also Google is a big help. Just Google your town plus butcher and see what you get.
Yeah, good idea. Thank you, Brian. Nice meeting you. Good luck in your attempts, and hopefully they'll be successful at changing people's ideas, continuing to change people's ideas about where quality food is available on the local level. You don't have to go to the big supermarket. You find the roots of where the food comes from, and you find that you're benefiting. Knowledge is an important tool. Saltandtime.com is your website. Brian Butler, good to have you here on the Good Day Weekend program with Phil and Doug. All right, let's get to the question, Phil. The focus on the
I know the answer.
I know you know the answer.
Oh.
You don't get the prize, however.
Oh.
All right, 800-510-8255. We have attentive listeners. Here's Patricia in Burlington. Patricia, say hi to Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Patricia. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
All right, so what's the number that you came up with? 60, 70, 80, or 90 calories?
My guess is 80.
Your guess is 80. Do you want to together do Phil?
I would want to be a buzzer.
Yeah. Good for you. All right, Patricia, not close enough, but thank you. 800-510-8255. Phyllis is in Geneva, New York. Hi, Phyllis.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I hope you're keeping cool because it's about 100 degrees here in New York State, and I heard New York was 104.
Exactly. In fact, yesterday, Newark, New Jersey was highest temperature ever recorded, 108.
Oh, heavens.
In Newark, New Jersey. So.
Now, I listen to you guys every Saturday morning over my radio station, and I think I have the correct answer.
Give it a shot.
70 calories.
Da-dun, da-dun,
ding, 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 ding.
It pays to listen to you.
It does. It is. There's the bell. That's the cowbell. Yes. Now, so we're going to send you 70 calories is right. Each egg contains about 70 calories. You're going to get a $120 gift card from the American Egg Board, and you're getting an egg timer. How much do you eat eggs, Phyllis? How much a part of your daily routine is having an egg or two?
Well, usually about three times a week.
Yeah.
And we came across a recipe. I don't know if you guys would be interested.
Sure.
It's a quick one.
Yeah.
When you make double eggs, instead of using mayo, we use a little softened cream cheese and mix it in with the yolk. And
interesting.
Yeah. Something different.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very interesting. Uh-huh. People are very creative.
Yes.
And they come up with things, especially when you grew up around this sort of thing and you realize that not always what you hear is what is true. For a long time, when we were all kids, eggs, there's too much cholesterol, and you find out that's not the truth at all.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
It's just amazing how this stuff gets started and has a life of its own. All right,
and
so Phyllis, you hold on just a second.
Yeah, okay.
Did you have a question for Phil?
No, I was just going to say you can do an awful lot with eggs, and they're very inexpensive.
Right. All right, you hold on, and we'll get good connections, good vibes going with you, all right? Thank you, Phyllis. You know what I've always wanted to do? You don't know what I've always wanted to do.
No.
I wanted to take random callers and have them ask you a question, see if they can stump you when it comes to food.
Okay.
All right?
We can
Sam, if you can stump Phil with a food question, you get a prize. You ready?
Yes.
Stump. It's time to stump Phil. What's your question for Phil?
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Fresh or the shell?
Yeah. But see, that's one of those questions that no one can answer.
No, I'm not answering that. All right.
But, you know,
yeah.
Nobody else could answer that.
No, all right. So, Sam, Steve is in Desert Hot Springs. Do you have a question you think will stump Phil that actually makes sense?
How come they don't talk about cholesterol?
Who doesn't?
No one. They talk about eggs, but they never mention the cholesterol.
We just mentioned the cholesterol.
In every carton, it says 150 milligrams.
We just mentioned the cholesterol and the fact that it's not the problem.
Yeah, you poo-pooed it.
What's that?
You poo-pooed it.
How do you figure we poo-pooed it?
You don't talk about it.
I just did talk about it. What am I doing here, Phil, wrong? Did we just talk about it?
What you have to understand is that all that data that came out about high cholesterol in eggs, probably about 20 years ago, was not correct. They had new testing equipment, number one, that actually was able to measure it more carefully. And also what happened is all the chicken producers or all the egg producers actually started feeding the chickens differently, so it reduced the amount of cholesterol in the eggs. So while, you know, again, as Doug said, 20, 25 years ago, people were saying don't eat eggs, now even in the dietary guidelines, it says to eat eggs, and you could have one or two eggs a day without affecting cholesterol levels.
All right, Steve, you got it? The old
In every carton it says 150 milligrams.
Yeah, but what's 150 milligrams?
I don't know.
Not a lot. That's you got to understand what the terminology means in terms of its overall. I used to think the same thing, and I stayed away from eggs like the plague until I figured out, wait a minute, what we've been told isn't really true. This is more of Ken Kronos and I get into these arguments, discussions all the time about science, continuing to discredit earlier science. That supposedly is the job of science, but how do you trust this stuff? And then you come back and say, well, if you're saying right now that they're good because the current science is better than the old science, yeah, because the tools at the disposal of the people who are doing the work are better than what they used to have.
Absolutely, Doug. And keep in mind, nutrition is a relatively new science. We forget that. So every day, we're learning something new.
Right. All right. And we're all about the business of learning something new. Dr. Melina Jampolis, who is an internist and a board-certified physician. She's a nutritionist here to talk about per tea in a moment and whether or not it's good for you. I think without question from what I've heard, it is. Why is it maybe the question as we focus on tea for two
I like that.
You like that? All right. Yeah, 14 before the hour. Good Day Weekend Program. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
13 before the hour. This is the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here, and he's brought us into a realm of concern for a particular type of tea. I didn't know, but I suppose I should have figured this. There is, Phil, a Tea Association of America. There's an association for everything, right?
There's actually two tea associations, and one of the biggest and fastest growing trade shows in the country now in food is, what is it called? But it's something tea. Yeah. I actually spoke at it a couple years ago in Las Vegas, and it's fabulous. I think it's the World Tea Expo or something like that.
Yeah.
And people are really into tea, and most Americans think about coffee as being the primary drink that we have for breakfast, but we're the only country like that. The rest of the world, tea is number one.
All right. So let's meet Dr. Melina Jampolis, who has more info on this particular type of tea. Frankly, I've never heard of
per tea?
Per tea before. I was bad with a joke on per tea, but it's P-U-E-R-H. So why have I led such a sheltered life, do you think, Phil?
I don't know, but Dr. Jampolis can tell us that.
Why? I can't. I'm not sure that I can tell you why you've led such a sheltered life, but pu'er tea, you actually pronounce it with two syllables.
Pu'er.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pu'er. It makes it sound even more healthy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's a relatively new tea to this country. I mean, it's been around, in Asia forever, and it's actually one of the most popular health promoting teas over there, but it's relatively new to this country. A company called Numi Tea is actually the first ones to bring it in, and they're just kind of launching it. You know, it takes a while for these things to catch on. So, but it's an amazing tea. It starts out, it's aged for quite a long time, and it starts out its life as either green or black tea, but then it is fermented by bacteria to enhance all these wonderful health-promoting compounds that we already know exist in tea. So it really is quite an interesting new product. And you know, there's not a ton of research on it. There's not a lot of research done, you know, medically on a lot of food substances. There is more on green tea, but it's certainly the preliminary findings and anecdotal findings have been that this is really an incredible tea because it's got much higher levels of these antioxidant polyphenols that we know are so terrific for us in green tea.
So let's go back to something that you said as far as the source of it. So this is basically coming from the same kind of tea leaves that, that a Lipton tea, that a green tea, that every tea that's out there comes from. So the source is the same, but then it's going through this microbial fermentation.
Well, not that. Yes, yes on the second part. The first part, it's unique tea leaves, just like a grape. That would be like saying, you know, that Bonnie Doon, nothing against them, is the same as some of the finest cabs. Yes, they're all from grapes, but the region is really important, and these are from a specific province in China called the Yunnan province, and they're aged for a considerable amount of time. So it actually is very similar to fine wine, where you can't just say, oh, it's the same tea leaf as Lipton. It's a unique tea leaf from this particular province that then has a specific, you know, microflora, which can be either yeast or bacteria where it's fermented. So it enhances the nutrition of an already unique, you know, and special tea leaf that only comes from a certain region of the world.
So I can only imagine when our listeners are
all right, hold on just a second. Hold the phone.
Yep.
Don't go away. 51 past the hour.
Be
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Would you care to sit with me for a cup of English tea? Dr. Melina Jampolis is here. We're talking about poor tea, not poor, poor, P-U-E-R-H. Interesting that things are boiling down. I know there was green tea and black tea and there's lemon tea and there's this tea and that tea. But this is a this is something. Are you trying to, Dr. Jampolis, sort of counter or add to what, let's say, we think about green teas, because green teas are supposed to be very healthy. The antioxidant properties are good. These teas are better than green tea. Is that what we would take away from this?
Well, you know, I mean, potentially, yes. I'm a doctor. I don't work for the company. I'm just working, you know, kind of getting the message out for them as a spokesperson. But certainly for me as a doctor to see when the antioxidant level is increased so significantly, you know, that suggests that it really, it could be better. And we know the antioxidants in green tea are tremendous. You know, they may have benefits as far as heart disease and weight management and even certain types of cancer. So if you find a tea with even more of those antioxidants, I think there's a potential to do even more good. And so for me, that's really exciting as a nutrition doctor, because I really do believe as food and drink as medicine. And if we can, you know, really enhance our health and prevent disease through wonderful products like this Pu'er tea, you know, we're doing a good thing in my book.
Now, let me ask one question that I was going to ask right before the break. What about the taste? Because what I hear from a lot of consumers, they've tried green tea, they just don't like the taste of it. What does this taste like?
Well, NuMi Tea, which is really the biggest company that's bringing Pu'er into this country, has come out with, believe it or not, even a bottled line of teas, which have 40% less sugar than some of the bigger names that you could get. And there are some flavors that I absolutely love. I'm kind of I'm a wine snob and a tea snob. So they have a mint Pu'er tea that really tastes fantastic. I mean, I think that they're very aware that, you know, the green tea and some of these can be a little earthy and not have a lot of flavor. So they've gone to a lot of effort to naturally kind of make flavors that really are much more approachable for us in this country. And I think they taste great. There's a lemon green mate tea that I absolutely love that's terrific. But the mint pu'er tea, it tastes fantastic. It's very refreshing. And, at the end of the day, for me as a nutrition doctor, if I recommend foods that taste like tree bark, people aren't going to eat them long term. So I think taste rules, you know, and with the health.
That's what Phil says. Man, you've taken it right out of the Phil playbook. If it doesn't taste good, people are not interested, period.
They're exactly. Not. They may be temporarily, or if they have a little health scare, they may try to, you know, drink something that tastes like mud for a while. I tried it once with these Ayurvedic herbs, and they tasted like dirt. I could get about 2 glasses down, and then I was done. So I'd much rather drink the Numi Pu'er mint tea than I would some of these crazy things.
Well, this speaking about dirt, we come from that, and a lot of what we eat comes from that. Most of what, I mean, everything actually, other than which is processed, but we just have to flavor it a little better, and that sounds like what you've done, or the folks who are responsible for Pu'er tea. Is there a website? There's got to be, like, we have the egg board. There must be the Pu'er tea board.
Not yet, but there will be.
I went to that tea thing in Vegas, actually. It was phenomenal. It's amazing. It's really interesting. Well, numitea.com is a great place to learn about pu'er tea.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's a specific pu'er website, again, because it's relatively new. I'm sure there will be soon enough when people hear more and more about the incredible health benefits.
And certainly Wikipedia. It's a great source for things like that.
Sure is.
Yep.
All right, thank you. Dr. Jampolis, good to have you here. Dr. Melina Jampolis, the focus on pu'er tea. That's not one of the things that was a hit or a miss. You can sign up for Phil's hits and misses at supermarketguru.com. What's one item this week that really knocked your socks off?
Well, you know, I got to tell you something in a bad way. I'll tell you what knocked my socks off. And it's a new product from Lean Cuisine, which is a dip with pita bread that they talk about being a snack, adding an extra meal to a day. Not only does it taste terrible, it cooks terrible. It's just not one of those products that you want to try.
So those of you folks who are listening from Lean Cuisine, too bad. Phil's got it. He's numbered it. And it's not a big number. It's a bad number. It's a low number. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, check that all out. You can have Phil get comfortable and close to you by exploring at DougStephan.com all the facets of Phil's fascinating life.